And welcome back to Mining Stock Daily on your Wednesday afternoon post-market update. This afternoon, I am welcomed by the junior miner junkie himself, Mr. David Earfley. David, you have been a very busy man the last couple weeks, not only trying to manage your own portfolio for your subscribers, but you've also been hitting the media rounds here and all throughout the the junior mining media world. So you've been popular, and I'm glad that you can take the time for all of us to share your thoughts and commentary on the overall markets. But I did want to invite you on the show. Not only did we close the month and the quarter yesterday, we had just closed the first day of trading of April today, and there was a couple curious observations that I found. Obviously, gold was up futures were up over $4, but the miners, the GDX and the GDXJ, GDX was up over 4.5% today. GDXJ just shy up below 4%. So obviously you can make the argument that the miners continue to outperform the yellow metal. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, it's I don't really want to see too much into today's action, Trevor, because the volume was really, really low, but it is really nice to see that decoupling of the miners and the stock market. And also to see the miners begin to lead the metal a little bit, but silver is still concerning. I really want to see on a consistent basis both silver and the miners outperforming gold before I really start to feel comfortable about a long-term bottom being in place and possibly being retested. Although I do believe the bottom is in place, I think that the big question is whether it's going to be retested or not.
Oh, that silver price really just can't get a leg up. It continues to struggle. Silver futures closed just a hair above $14. And it just, what's it going to take here, David? I mean, there's a lot of conversations about silver right now. A lot of people saying they're just clearly staying away. They couldn't even take it if you try to give it to them. So what's it going to take here?
Yeah, it's going to take the economy getting back on people getting back to work and the economy getting back on track. I don't know if you saw that Mexico just announced they just announced a countrywide shutdown until April 30th. So there's more supply coming off the market. And I know physical silver has not been able to stay on shelves here lately, but as far as the industrial component to the metal, that doesn't look very good for the short term. That inflation that inflation trade that's out there that's waiting to come in a big way will finally ignite silver once it finally happens. We just don't know when. I mean, the precious metals are right now in the painful transition of being a defensive deflationary hedge and transitioning into an inflation play. So we know that's going to happen down the road at some point. We just don't know when.
And let me ask you about the dollar. I mean, the dollar still remains strong. It's still about that 99.5 price here on the DXY. Is it unusual right now to see the dollar and gold move up almost in tandem?
Not really. And it's taken place ever since 2016, really. They were both being used as a safe haven in tandem. So if you take a look at the dollar chart, it's been just as schizophrenic as the gold chart. So this is an extremely difficult market to trade and analyze and just try to figure out where it's going right now. There is no discernible trend for the precious metals just yet while that battle rages on between deflation and inflation. So, I've got a bunch of cash sitting and waiting. I've got core positions that I'm sitting on, and just advising people to have a lot of cash and wait to see how this all plays out.
Let me ask you about the miners right now, specifically the explorers, David, because it's been kind of surprising. We've seen a number of financings trickle down over the last 2 weeks despite such volatility in the market. Are these financings surprising you, or what are some of the trends you're seeing when it comes to companies needing to raise money?
It hasn't surprised me, because seeing the ones that are being financed It's the ones that are that were on the edge and have to have capital. They're really low on funds, and their projects might not be as high margin as others. Those companies I'm a little concerned about. But if a company has a really good management team that has access to capital and a high margin project, I really don't see that much of a problem getting financed. So it is still a very difficult market to finance marginal projects, and I see that continuing.
I had a conversation this morning with Robert Sin, and he was talking about a little bit of optimism for the miners, basically off the coattails of the conversation around an infrastructure bill. And we've heard that President Trump is pushing a $2 trillion infrastructure bill. Obviously, that is bullish for resources and commodities. What's your thoughts here? And is this just maybe a little bit of kindling on a fire that might help push these miners up for even further?
Yeah, I mentioned this in a note to subscribers yesterday, that there's two big points that both parties are bipartisan on, and that's more helicopter cash to the people and infrastructure spending, which are both very bullish for the precious metal sector in the long term. But as far as the short term is concerned, you know, while we're still sitting around with our, you know, with our hands in our pockets and homeschooling our kids and not being able to do very much or spend into an economy that basically doesn't exist, you know, all this money that's coming to the American people so far is going to pay off bills. So until this money gets into the system, we're not going to see a stagflationary result, which is what I expect further on down the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation. You and I were chatting before we pressed record just about, you know, it's nice that the American people will be getting these quote-unquote stimulus checks, but I'm almost into the assessment that I don't know if they do much of anything. I mean, they may only pay off some of the bills, not all of them. And so there's got to be more stimulus, got to be coming down the pipeline. But we'll see how fast things can move, specifically Congress and everything else, everybody else in the federal level. Do you think that we could see another stimulus package in April, or do you think it may have to wait until later in the spring?
Oh, they're already discussing it, Trevor. I mean, yesterday Pelosi was talking about a phase four where more money will go directly to the American people. So it's already in the works. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if by the time this is over, it gets up to $7 or $8 trillion. I mean, it's just insane. We went from, you know, talking about working on the huge deficit to tripling it overnight when the $2 trillion stimulus package was introduced. So, you know, with the alphabet soup of all these new Fed programs that are coming from money from nothing, you know, it's this time around, it's going to get into the system and it's going to cause inflation. Because the last time around, if you recall, during the financial crisis, it all went to the banks to bail out the banks. None of it got into the economy to bail out, to help the economy. Hence, there was no inflation. So this time around, I think it's going to be different. And like I said, we just have to wait and see how it all plays out.
All right. Well, we will wait and see and how it all plays out. And I wouldn't be surprised if that comes to truth here, David. But hey, thank you so much for your time. I know it was a really quick interview, and you got to get to your family as I have to get to mine. That's the new normal, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That's David Earthly. He's the Junior Miner Junkie. David, thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Trevor. Always great to talk to you.